This is your Glacier Markets Farm report.
This is the MarketsFarm.com afternoon show, broadcast number 304 for Friday, March 14th. I'm Adam Pelosciotti. The ICE Futures canola market extended its tariff-related slide on Friday amidst mostly positive sentiment in comparable oils. Chicago soybean and Malaysian palm oil were higher, while crude oil was moving up partly due to a weaker U.S. dollar. However, European rapeseed was lower. The Canadian Grain Commission reported on Thursday that canola exports totaled 197,200 tons for the week ended March 9th, 87% higher than the previous week. Canola exports this marketing year so far are at 6.32 million tons compared to 3.44 million last year. The Canadian dollar was up more than 1/10 of a U.S. cent compared to Thursday's close. In the U.S., corn and wheat were lower, while soybeans were up. Total corn export commitments from the U.S. so far this marketing year are at 50.535 million tons, which is 35% more than 1 year ago, and makes up 81% of the U.S. Department of Agriculture's export projections for 2024-25. Argentina's corn harvest is at 8.1% complete, according to the Rosario Grain Exchange. Reuters reported South Korean firm MFG bought 69,000 tons of corn from either South America or South Africa, while another firm from the country, KFA, bought between 65,000 and 70,000 tons from the U.S. The May corn contract was down 7 U.S. cents per bushel at $4.59. Total soybean export commitments from the U.S. so far this marketing year are at 45.069 million tons, according to the USDA. This figure is 14% larger than 1 year earlier and made up 91% of the USDA's export forecast. The Buenos Aires Grain Exchange rated Argentina's soybean crop to be 74% good to excellent, 1 point above last week, while also maintaining its production estimate at 49.6 million tons. Argentina's oilseed workers lifted their own nationwide strike after 1 day on Thursday. The May soybean contract was up 5 U.S. cents per bushel at $10.16. The CGC reported Canadian wheat exports for the week ended March 9th totaled 393,600 tons, down from 494,800 the previous week. Canada has shipped 12.42 million tons of wheat for export so far this marketing year, down from 12.764 million 1 year ago. Total export commitments for U.S. wheat this marketing year so far are at 21.274 million tons, up 15% from last year, while making up 94% of the USDA's export projection for 2024-25. The average sales basis time of year is 98%. Strategy Grains cut its 2025-26 EU wheat production estimate by 200,000 tons at 127.5 million. The May Chicago wheat contract was down 6 U.S. cents per bushel at $5.57. The May Kansas City hard red wheat contract was down 2 U.S. cents per bushel at $5.86. The May Minneapolis spring wheat contract was down 3 U.S. cents per bushel at $6.01. That's a look at the ICE futures in U.S. markets for Friday, March 14th. In Winnipeg for MarketsFarm.com, I'm Adam Pelosciotti.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm report.